Now, we're not just talking about tea because it's my favourite drink. It's because a Victorian tea set has been included in a list of 100 objects that tell the history of the world.
Oh, yes. This is the BBC radio series called A History of the World in 100 Objects. So what has a Victorian tea set got to do with that, Alice?
Well, it was made between 1840 and 1845, at a time when, really, tea became Britain's favourite national drink.
Oh, so the popularity of tea began about 170 years ago then?
Yes, and through this tea set, we begin to understand why tea became so popular. Let's hear from Neil McGregor, the director of the British Museum, about why having a cup of tea is so British.
What could be more domestic, more unremarkable, more British than a nice cup of tea? But you could ask that question the other way round. What could be less British than a cup of tea, given that tea is made from plants grown in India, China, or Africa, and is usually sweetened by sugar from the Caribbean?
Oh, it's interesting that Neil McGregor says, what could be less British than a cup of tea? When we think of tea as a very British institution, really.
It is, but of course he's talking about where the tea plants come from. Places like India, Sri Lanka, China, where they developed tea plantations. And the sugar, of course, came from the Caribbean.
That's because Britain was an empire during Victorian times, so it helped itself to anything its countries produced, like tea and sugar.
Now, in the 1800s, Britain was becoming an industrialised nation, and workers were required to be as productive as possible. But unfortunately, many of them were a little bit drunk.
So instead of being addicted to tea like you, Alice, a teaholic, I'd say, some were addicted to alcohol. They were alcoholics.
And it's no real surprise. Water wasn't safe to drink, so alcohol was a good antiseptic. And often poor people, including some children, would drink beer, port or gin.
Oh dear, that's not good. But that's why the ruling classes wanted sobriety, so things had to change.
Here's historian Selina Fox, who can tell us more.
The desire to have a working population that was sober and industrious was very, very strong. And there was a great deal of propaganda to that effect. And it was tied in with dissent, Methodism and so on, sobriety, and tea really was the drink of choice.
So Selina Fox says there was a desire for an industrious working population, people who worked hard and didn't get drunk. Propaganda was used to help change the workers, along with the help from the Methodists, Christian religious people. Well, it must have worked, because as a result, tea became Britain's favourite national drink in the Victorian period.
Now, I wonder how many cups have been drunk since those times, Alice?
I don't know, but soon I'll reveal how many cups are currently drunk every day in the UK. Of course, these days, coffee is an alternative to tea and has become big business recently.
Particularly the sales of cappuccinos and lattes.
So now it's time to give you the answer to my question.
Oh, good.
I asked you, according to the British Tea Council, how many cups of tea are drunk every day in Britain?
And I said 120,000 cups of tea.
Well, actually, you're wrong. In fact, it's 120 million cups of tea every day.
Wow, that's a staggering number.
That's a lot of tea. Now you can see why Britain is a nation of tea drinkers.